On the show today, we have Elevation's Credit Union's very own Elizabeth Million talking about how the credit union is handling and managing the mortgage lending process during the COVID-19 crisis, and now that home buying season is upon us, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Elizabeth Million. I love the last name, Elizabeth. I'm sure you get this every day, but that's classic, just classic last name.
Thank you. Yes, it's good for mortgage lending for sure.
I bet. I know you're in the right profession for sure. And speaking of profession, you are the Vice President of Mortgage Lending at Elevations Credit Union. And before we get started here, I mean, how is mortgage lending looking these days? Before we get dive into the weeds here, because I've heard actually decent news out there about mortgage lending. Am I right in that, or correct me if I'm wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, it was surprising to us the beginning of 2020. Even the Denver metro area saw, you know, an uptick in mortgage applications. Rates were relatively low at that time, of course, and people were out buying homes. So it has even surprised us. We've noted that, you know, first-time home buyers, young buyers are out looking at homes. And then, you know, the older population as well, right-sizing their home, upgrading their home. So, you know, buying has continued. And we were really surprised at the beginning of the year, a lot of activity.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And what kind of spurred this interview was a press release I got from you guys, you know, stating that 15 folks from Elevations Credit Union ranked as the nation's top mortgage originators. And this is like just a few weeks ago, I got this press release kind of right in the middle of everything going on. I'm like, oh my gosh, how are you guys doing this?
And I apologize. I had a little bit of a pause there on your last question. Would you be able to?
Yeah. That? Yeah. So, I mean, I was just wondering, because this press release came out just a few weeks ago, And it just got me thinking, like, how is Elevations doing this? I mean, because you guys are obvious, and congratulations, by the way, on this accolade. But I'm just wondering, gosh, how is Elevations doing this? I mean, I'm sure a lot of other credit unions are kind of chomping at the bit, wondering, gosh, how are you guys excelling during this time of crisis?
Yeah, no, I'm really pleased with the team. Of course, the Scotsman Guide is the 2019 results. But 2020 we're having a very good year in 2020 as well. And, you know, I have to give the credit to the mortgage team themselves and our support partners, which is, you know, credit risk, mortgage ops, servicing, appraisal, and our senior leaders. I mean, they really give us the platform to do very well, in the mortgage arena. So, we have a great group of people. They work very well together and, you know, they just excel. High performance, for sure.
It's all about, for sure. And we were talking before the recording that, I mean, Elevations is definitely one of my favorite credit unions in the country, because you guys are always in the news doing something really innovative, proactive thinking, and this is kind of no different here. And so speaking, I mean, how has the COVID-19, how has this affected your credit union's lending efforts? I mean, have you guys done anything different, or is it still standard operating procedure? What's going on?
Well, obviously unemployment has been a huge factor. You know, as the job loss hits historic heights due to the pandemic, I mean, naturally as lenders, we're going to have to really consider how that translates into maybe, you know, missed mortgage payments and other issues or defaults. So we're working with our membership. You know, our sole purpose every day is to serve our members. So we need to be able to communicate to them and let them understand what the options are and relieve them too of the stress that they're having right now, the financial stress. So we have all different programs running throughout the credit union, and specific to mortgage, you know, the CARES Act, which we've implemented. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's been a change for us, but we want to make sure that those that are struggling, you know, with their finances, that we're there to help them through this. It's a very difficult time.
Yeah. Yeah. Credit unions nationwide are just doing some amazing, amazing stuff. And you guys are right there in the mix as well. So any advice for credit unions out there trying to get through this? Because I know there's a lot of credit unions out there who are, I don't want to say struggling, but just experiencing the challenges of these times. How can they kind of kick things into gear, especially as home buying season is like right around the corner, if not right now?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, remembering that each member has a very different situation, right, is most important. And then my advice is make sure that, you know, within each department that you're working really well together. That's very, very important. Communicating changes. I mean, there's sometimes changes weekly, as you're probably aware, on the COVID-19 issues and challenges. So I think we have a daily call, sometimes twice a day, where all the leaders of each department are coming together to talk about how things are going. So a lot of open, transparent communication within the credit union. And then we partner with our realtors and our builders, and I've hosted a couple of realtor town halls. We're kind of explaining what's going on in the underwriting guideline changes, et cetera. So it's really important that the community itself fully understand what the impact is, and also how people can continue to be homeowners. I mean, that's our number one purpose, is to help our members realize the dream of home ownership. And so, we're still doing very well. I think we do that by really communicating well within the community and our employees.
Yeah, that's key for this time. Yeah, that transparency, that clear communication is so important right now. I've been wondering about this with just financial institutions in general, and I've heard lots of stories about how the whole mortgage lending process is going digital, obviously. A majority of it is nowadays. So where are you guys in this journey and this process? Obviously, the whole health and economic crisis has really kind of expedited things, but where are you guys in this process? I mean, someday it's going to be, from start to finish, a complete, total digital experience, right?
Yeah, we actually started digital a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of great online applications, not only mortgage, but also, for our retail products too. But we launched a digital mortgage application last year. So we've had it for over a year, and we're pretty close to an end-to-end digital experience. Along with the COVID-19 pandemic, most of our members, of course, didn't want to come into a title office to do a closing. So we got very creative with our title partners. They got creative, and we partnered with them to ensure that our members were safe. A lot of our title partners are doing curbside title things. And then, our governor launched the ability for us to do remote notary services. And so, we worked very quickly to get that implemented and allowed within the credit union. And so a lot of our members are in the safety of their own home and able to do their closing with our title partners. And then we are moving to a full digital mortgage, including, DocuSign closing documents, et cetera. So we'd already planned that. So we're ahead there, but not, a lot of other credit unions have implemented that as well. And that would be my advice to those that have not implemented is really think about how you can be digital.
Mm-hmm, definitely. My, how times have changed. My goodness. What's that?
That's so true. Times have changed. We've been paperless since I've been at the credit union. So I have been here 9 years. And we've been paperless the whole time.
Good for you guys. Saving some trees and making an efficient process as well. Getting two birds with one stone, for sure. I'm really happy to hear. This is such a good story that I'm going to say business is going on as usual, but business is happening at Elevations, and especially in the mortgage department where things, it sounds like you guys haven't skipped a beat.
We haven't. We've changed some of our processes, as I mentioned, closing processes, et cetera. The team is working a lot of hours, but we really want to serve our members, and there are still many people that need to purchase a home or refinance to be in a better financial position. Yeah. And so we've just continued to serve our members in that fashion.
I mean, could you imagine trying to buy or sell a house during this time? I mean, I've read stories where obviously everything's virtual. You look at the house online and you go through a little video tour and stuff, or you go look at it and you're in there by yourself. And I mean, just that process of it is just upside down now. And it's crazy how things are working out right now.
Very true. I think our realtor partners are really challenged, to get buyers into homes, sellers not maybe feeling comfortable about having someone in, but they're finding a way.
Yeah.
Hopefully finding a way for it to happen. And I'm very, very impressed with how the real estate community has handled this. I know it continues to be a challenge for them, but homes are selling very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds like it's a good time to buy as well. So obviously rates are like rock bottom prices that you're hearing on the radio every 5 minutes. So, right. But yeah, it's really refreshing to see this happening. And like you said, we're finding a way to get this done so business can continue even in these crazy times.
Yeah, if we just all work together, and there is somebody who's going to have a great solution.
Yep.
So indeed. We reach out to many different partners to help us.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited just to see what comes out of this, all the innovations and all the great ideas because of what you just said. I mean, we're finding a way, and having that philosophy, we're going to have some really cool innovations coming up here, I think, in the next 6 months to a year or so.
Yes, I agree. We've discovered a lot of opportunities within the credit union. So this is, you know, very hard on our members, and we want to take care of them and protect them and ensure that we're giving them the best financial advice for the future. But in going through this, we're going to come out possibly better on the other side with some really great innovations.
Completely agree. Completely agree. All right, Elizabeth, I'm going to let you get going because you got lots of work to do. So I'm not going to hold you back from that. So I appreciate the time, and keep up the good work there at Elevations. You guys are just doing a fantastic job in good times and in challenging times.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.